From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown has abruptly resigned. NPR's Rob Gifford says the move comes after Brown's Labour Party failed to reach a deal with the Liberal Democrats, who came in third in the country's recent elections, to form a governing coalition.
5 days after last Thursday's inconclusive election, Gordon Brown stood outside 10 Downing Street and resigned. He then headed for Buckingham Palace, where by British tradition, he handed his resignation to the monarch, Queen Elizabeth. In his statement, he said he would advise the Queen to invite the leader of the opposition Conservative Party, David Cameron, to seek to form a government. Brown's statement came before any announcement from David Cameron and leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, Nick Clegg, who've been negotiating all day. Clegg held talks earlier in the day with Brown's Labour Party after Brown announced his willingness to step down yesterday, but it became clear that a deal could not be done. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
BP oil executives have been defending the company's safety record in Senate hearings today about the ongoing Gulf Coast oil spill, BP trying to shift the blame for the drilling rig explosion and leak to other companies. BP America's president Lamar McKay says the firm will pay what he called legitimate claims for damage from the spill. That prompted Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington to probe further.
Okay, so if it's a legitimate claim, a harm to the fishing industry, both short-term and long-term, you're going to pay?
We're going to pay all legitimate claims.
If it's an impact for business loss from tourism, you're going to pay?
We're going to pay all legitimate claims.
To state and local governments for lost tax revenue, you're going to pay?
Question mark.
A public hearing is also underway in New Orleans today. NPR's Debbie Elliott says a panel of federal investigators and Coast Guard officials is hearing testimony there about the spill.
The Minerals Management Service and the U.S. Coast Guard heard testimony from people who were on the scene the night the Deepwater Horizon exploded and caught fire. The cargo ship, the Damon B. Bankston, was alongside the rig on April 20th receiving drilling mud. Shipmaster Alwyn Landry said his crew was on standby at 10 o'clock that night when mud started coming off the rig onto his deck. Soon after, he testified, there was an explosion, a green flash, and debris flying through the air. He then heard the emergency radio call from the rig.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Rig's on fire, abandoned ship.
Landry testified he saw men jumping into the water and deployed the ship's recovery craft to rescue them. The Bankston rescued all 115 people who survived the blowout. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
At least 14 alleged insurgents are dead in Pakistan after more than a dozen missiles fired from suspected U.S. drone aircraft struck targets in a region where militants prepare for attacks against U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. Stocks are clinging to narrow gains with an hour of trading remaining on Wall Street, the Dow currently up 14 points. This is NPR. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission says last week's brief but stomach-churning plunge in stock prices is unacceptable, and there needs to be a stronger system for slowing trading during periods of high volatility. SEC Chairman Maria Shapiro, in testimony prepared for a House hearing today, says the sharp drop in stock prices undermine confidence in the integrity of the financial markets. The Obama administration says it's preparing a new national strategy to combat internet crimes against children. As NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, the plan could be sent to Congress this summer.
Deputy Attorney General Gary Grindler said the problem is vile and growing. Authorities say more than 200 new images of child pornography emerge each day. It is a multi-billion dollar business. The Justice Department wants to create a national database. The database would help authorities share information about people who prey on children. Prosecutors also say they will expand local task forces that target child prostitution, and they want to find better ways to track violent sex offenders. Last year, federal marshals arrested more than 10,000 fugitives in connection with sex crimes. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, is being treated at a hospital in Delaware. Beau Biden is Delaware's attorney general. No further information has been given about his illness. Heavy fog and downed power lines in Oklahoma have been hampering efforts by searchers to find any more victims from the severe weather and tornadoes that raked across the southern plains yesterday. At least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured. In addition to the twisters, some areas reported being pelted with hail as large as softballs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.